Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series in Iyunei Hadaf Hayomi. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We are in Brachas Daf Beis. Amen Aleph. What is chus? The Klal Yisrael finished Shas. Some finished it before Al, and others finished it because we're all one. So if Reuven's Averis count for Shimon, so why can't Reuven's Mitzvahs also count for Shimon? Vaden Avad, it's a big simcha for all Klal Yisrael. Says in the Mishnah, "May Masai Karni Shema Bavrim B'Shal Shekohanim Chnasim Lechol B'Trumasim." When you start reading Shema at night, from the time that the Kohanim enter to eat their truma, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if somebody reads Shema beforehand, before Tzeis, this is Tzeis Hakochavim. If somebody reads Shema before Tzeis Hakochavim in Shul, he should read Shema with the brachas, and he should daven. And he shouldn't have kavanah to be yotze yidei chovas kriya shema ba'osa kriya. Rather, his kavanah should be to daven mitoch divrei Torah. His kavanah should be lamud b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. That his davening should be after learning, which is kriya shema. And he's yotze yidei kriyas habrachas. And afterwards, Shebe Beso, when he's home, before he eats, after Yitzias Kochavim, after Tzeis HaKochavim, he should read Shema, and he should have Kavana, Latzeis Bayidei Chova. And he should read all of it, B'moiro B'Kavanas Halev, with awe, and with intention of the heart. And he should make the Bracha of Abba Solam beforehand. Ad kan midivrei Rabbeinu Yonah. So our analysis is going to be based on the Gvuras Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yonah says that he shouldn't have kavanah to be yotze chovas kriya shema ba'osa kriya. So that's al pishita. So apparently, that afterwards, when you reach Shema at the proper time, you make a bracha again, abasolam. And if you have kavanah latzis yidei chovas kriya shema in shul, there's a chashash bracha levatala. Because in Yerushalmi it says that if you read Kriya Shema Ben HaShemashas in Shul, it's Kedin Safei Kara Kriya Shema Bizmana. So then to make the brachas again afterwards is going to be a bracha levatala problem. And therefore, Lo Yechabin Lotzeis Kriya Shema. Don't have Kavanah to be Yotzei Shema when you read it the first time before it says. And then, afterwards, read Kriya Shema Bebracha. However, we have to understand that even if he doesn't have kavanah to be yotze, but Rabbeinu Yonah himself writes later on Daf Yud Beis, then mitzvah ain't sriches kavanah. So what does it help? Even if you don't have kavanah to be yotze, you're yotze mitzvah without having kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah. The Taz in Reish Lamed Hesif Aleph says that you have to be, or he appears to say, that you have to be mechavein shelo latzeis. It's not pshat that you're not mechavein to be yotze. It's not pshat that you don't have kavanah to be yotze. You have kavanah not to be yotze. And that's al pi Rabbeinu Yonah and Daf Yud Beis, who writes that in such an instance, if you have kavanah shelo latzeis, the kulei alma lo yotze, everyone holds you not yotze. However, that the Taz says they have to have kavanah not to be yotze, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say that. All Rabbeinu Yonah says is shelo yechavin latzeis, not sheyechavin shelo latzeis. Shelo yechavin latzeis. He shouldn't have kavanah to be yotze, not that he should kavanah not to be yotze. But again, we have a kasha that even if he doesn't have kavanah to be yotze, he's still yotze. Mitzvah saying tzichas kavanah according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah commented on Rashi, who writes that you're yotze b'kriya shema alamita, that you're not mechavin latzeis b'yidei chovim in a Torah. How can it be? Rashi says you're yotze with the kriya shema alamita, but you don't have kavanah to be yotze. And even the one who says mitzvahs ain't sriches kavanah, you don't need kavanah to be yotze mitzvahs, agrees that lechatchila you require kavanah. Moreover, even without this kavanah, you need kavanah selev to be mekabel amachus shemayim b'moira. You need kavanah selev to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven with awe. V'kriyash mashal mitaso, you're not mechavin for that to be makabel amachus shemayim. And even though we paskin that mitzvah ain't srichas kavana, that's only she'ain tzarech lechavin lotzeis ba lekayim hamitzvah. You don't need kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the additional kavana to be mekabel o machus shemayim, everybody holds, is ma'akev. You have to have kavana. Every time you say shemayim, you have to have kavana. You're mekabel, yoke of heaven, olach shemayim. And if so, somebody reads shema before the proper time, and he only has kavana. Lamud betfila mitoch divrei Torah tedavin. With divrei Torah, he's not mechavin lekabel o machus shemayim, and therefore he's takanat yotze. However, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't write that he shouldn't have kavanah to be makabel amachus shemayim. Rather, he writes that he shouldn't have kavanah to be yotzei derechovas kriyashma. And that's why you're not yotzei. And again, we have to understand, even though he's not mechavein, we paskin, mitzvahs, ain't sirchas kavanah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. So what does it help that he didn't have kavanah to be yotzei? So Negris Moshe, he writes that the yisod of Rabbeinu Yonah, shelo yechavein, that he shouldn't have gone to be yotze, is in order not to be over in Baal Tosif. That's the issue. Not to be over in Baal Tosif by reading Shema a second time. Because since shelo bezman aboy kavon alav or Baal Tosif, since when you do a mitzvah, not in the proper time, a mitzvah that you don't have to do, that's why it's Baal Tosif, you're adding on to mitzvahs. The only way you're chayiv to usher to add on to mitzvahs, and if it's not the proper time, is when you have kavana to be over in Baal Tosif. You need kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah, and only then you're over on Baal Tosif. And therefore don't have kavana to be yotze. You didn't have kavana to be yotze, so you're not over on Baal Tosif. So according to what he said, we understand. You don't have to have kavana not to be yotze. Just don't have kavana to be yotze. And then, you're not over. Baal Tosif shelo bezmana, because you didn't have kavana to be yotze. Givaldik. So now we understand Rabbeinu Yonah. Why don't you have kavana to be yotze? Anyway, we hold mitzvah saying, kavana, the answer is not to be over in Baal Tosif. Now Rabbeinu Yonah later on in Daf Yud Beis writes that even the one who holds that mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, that's only b'davar sheish bo maisa, that the maisa is b'mkom kavana to live like Ntilas Lulav. So if it's a maisa, you don't need kavana. But mitzvahs shetluyos ba'amira bilvad, mitzvahs that are tali only in amira, there you need kavana. Because amira is belave. So if you don't have kavan in your amira, and you don't do a maisa, you didn't do anything. So even though you hold mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavana, that's only if there's a maisa involved. That's only if there's a maisa involved. But if it's talui ba'amira, then you definitely need kavana. Because if you're not mechavin, then you're not doing anything. And that goes habach, he's tamei on this. And Daf Yud Gimel says, Hayakor b'tor v'giyaz man ha'mikro and kibin li v'yotza, mortz ha'shmaminu tzrichas kavana. So if one's reading the Torah, and the time for Shema came, if he has kavana, he's yotze. The Gemara says, from here see mitzrichas kavana. So you see that even a mitzvah shetuya b'amira b'vad like Kriya Shema, there's a shayla, even in such a mitzvah, there's going to be the shayla if mitzvah shirchas kavana or lo shirchas kavana. Rabbeinu Yonah said that no matter what, that if it's a mitzvah shabamira, mitzvah ain't shirchas kavana. Mitzvah shirchas kavana. But here the Gemara says that no, that we can learn from here the general rule that mitzvah srichas kavana. Rabbeinu Yonah said is that if it's a mitzvah shebamira, there's nothing to talk about. That's not the discussion of mitzvah srichas kavana or srichas kavana. That discussion is only mitzvah shebamaisa. But mitzvah sheba amira, there's no discussion at all. It's pashut mitzvah sfichas kavana. You see from the Gemara, not like that. You see that the nidon of mitzvah sfichas kavana also relates to mitzvah sheba amira. And therefore the Gemara says, you see here a general rule, mitzvah sfichas kavana, need kavana to be yotzei shema, therefore in general mitzvah sfichas kavana. So the Redi matarets that the Rambam in the first paragraph of his brachas Halacha Zayin writes, "Kol habrachas kulan tzarich shiyashmi al ozno, mashu omer v'im lo shmi al ozno yotze ben shalotzi b'svasa ben shabirch b'libo." That all brachas you have to hear what you say, and if you didn't hear what you say, you're yotze. Whether you verbalized it hotzi b'svasa, whether you said it in your heart, in the case of Mishnah, there he writes that Rashi says that you have to be motzi b'svasav. You just don't have to hear it, but you at least have to be motzi b'svasav. Avam Midoshan a Rambam. Rambam writes, "Bein shotzi b'svasav, bein shibirch b'libo." That's mashmah. Even if you weren't motzi b'svasav, even if you didn't verbalize it, however, in the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, Allah has the Rambam writes that if somebody tore Kriyat Shema, he has to be mashmi alazno. V'im lo shmi alazno yatsa. In the case of Mishnah, writes that Rabbeinu Manoach says, "Lahashmiya laozno sheyachtoch kriyaso b'svasav lo sheyikra b'libo." What does it mean, lahashmiya laozno? That you should say it with your lips and not in your heart. So you see that b'kriya shema, it's not enough to do it b'leiv. You have to be kor b'svasav. So you don't have to hear it, but you have to at least be kor b'svasav. So which one is it? Is it like the mashmos, the Rambam Menuchas Brachos? You don't have to hear it at all, it's enough b'leiv? Or is it like the Rambam Menuchas Kriya Shema, that you do have to, it's not enough b'leiv, you have to at least say it with your lips? Shagas Aryeh says that b'kriya shema, here a belev doesn't help because it says v'dibar t'bam, that you need Torah's dibur b'kriya shema, and here's lav k'dibur dami mashen came b'brachas lo tzarech Torah's dibur, and therefore it's enough belev. So that's a teretz to the kasha. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, who says that it's enough belev, it's because you don't need Torah's dibur when it comes to brachas. But the Rambam is kriya shema says v'dibar t'bam, there you need Torah's dibur. So therefore the Rambam says you have to be chotech b'svasav, you have to lip sync it at least. Well, if he's that, we can say that since kriyas shema cannot be done in one's heart, but rather it needs Torah's dibur shiachtoch b'svasav, it's Torah's dibur that you have to move your lips. So akimas svasav, this movement of the lips is considered a maisa, and therefore a kriyashma can be considered a mitzvah sheyesh bo maisa. And therefore we say that if mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, then also kriyashma doesn't require kavana. If Kriya Shema requires Kavana, then other mitzvahs also tzrichas Kavana. In other words, you can't put Kriya Shema in the category of other mitzvahs Sheba Dibur, because here it's not enough to do it in one's heart, it's not enough to come on to hear a Kedibur Dami, but rather here you need Chituch Svasayim, here you need that to lip the word, to lip sync the words, you need to move your lips at least. So that akimas svasav can be considered a maisa, and therefore we're going to stick with our rule where you don't need akimas fasayim. There, lukuli alma, you need kavana. But here by kriyashma, when you need akimas fasayim, when you need the movement of the lips, that's considered a maisa, and therefore, from the fact that you have to have kavana to be yotzei shema when you're reading the Torah, if the time for the kriya came, it must be that in general, mitzvah sriches kavana, and you can't say, oh, there's a mitzvah amir, of course a mitzvah sriches kavana. No! Because this is a mitzvah sheba maisa, it's in the maisa category, because you need akimas fasayim. Mashenkein bebracha, which Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about, there, lekulei alma, since a bracha can be done in one's heart, that's not considered a mitzvah sheyesh ba maisa, even if one does it with one's lips. But since it could be done in one's heart, it's not a mitzvah sheyesh ba maisa, and therefore, you need a kavana, because without kavana, you didn't do anything of the mitzvah. So now we understand a little better Rabbeinu Yonah's vort about having a kavana for mitzvah shabamira. That's only mitzvah shabamira. That could also be done belave. Without kavana, it's nothing. Mashen came when there's a mice involved, which includes kriya shema, where there's a kima sufsayim, which is considered a mice because you have to move your lips. There we say that you don't necessarily need kavana. And we talk a paskin, Rabbeinu Yonah says, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, but the Gemara can also prove from the fact that it says, in kivein libo, and then the Gemara rejects it. You see the Gemara there in Dafid Gimel, but it says in kivein libo. Yatsi, you see that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, because here we're not talking about a mitzvah shabamir, we're talking about a mitzvah shabamaisa. Now, mitzvah Talmud Torah doesn't need Torah's dibur. Because by brachas you don't need Torah's dibur. Doesn't say dibur. So too Talmud Torah doesn't require dibur. It says by brachas uvei rachdas Hashem Elokecha doesn't require dibur. So to the Vishinatim Levanecha doesn't require dibur, which is the source in the Torah that you have to learn. The Bir Hagra, or Achayim Mem Zayin Beis, he writes that your Yotze Behir, says V'Yigisabo, Pasuk in Yoshua, Belave. So according to this, it would appear that if somebody reads Kriya Shema beforehand in Shul with the Brachos in order to be Omid B'Tfilim Toch Divrei Torah, Lo Yotze B'Sfasav, Ela Yotze Yotze Behir, Greda. There, you could just be Yotze Behir. Because here, the word is Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah doesn't require Dibur. And if so, you don't have to have Kavana not to be Yotze. You could be Maharher. And Memela, you're not going to be Yotze Kriyashma. Because a mitzvah that could be done with Hirer requires Kavana, Lukuliyam, in order to be Yotze. And the Kriya Shema that you're saying, Shelo Bizmano, the earlier Kriya Shema, does not require any Chituch Sfasayim, any Maisa. It could be done purely Balev, because it's Midin Talmud Torah. And the moment you're doing it Balev, it's something that could be done Balev. So then, Lekuli Alma, you need Kavan, it says Rabbeinu Yonah, in order to be Yotze. So you don't have to cover these, you don't have to have the kavana not to be yotze, because you're not yotze unless you have kavana to be yotze. Because the kriyat shema that you're reading now is a heretic of kriyat shema, and something that's heretic requires kavana. So therefore, if you do it belev, this kriyat shema, so then it's purely Talmud Torah. It has no shaychas to the real kriyat shema, and therefore you wouldn't need to have the kavana not to be yotze. You do not yotze Kriya Shema automatically because it's a mitzvah shebelev, and that requires kavana to be yotze in order to be yotze, and therefore you don't have any problems of being over Baal Tosif reading Shema twice, as we spoke about before. So that is amazing, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, and we should be zoche to. Bimamik, Lilmo Du Lamid, Lishma Balas, Lakhim's Kogi Salam Taras, Vihava Main Vyamain, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.